South Sudan peace talks are underway. Burma's being called to the carpet for broken promises. And are you ready for a frozen 5K? Each story connects you with a great commission on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. South Sudan's peace talks are underway in Ethiopia, but violence seems to be spreading. Ahead of it, a wave of refugees, now nearing 2,500 a day. World Renew's Wayne DeYoung says they have a base in Yei, about 100 miles away from Juba, which is the center of trouble.
We're in a good position to respond to the needs of displaced people who have moved from other areas into Juba and further south. So we're looking at responding with non-food items like cooking utensils and hygiene kits and so on.
World Renew was running a post-conflict recovery program, but now
there's an incredible amount of uncertainty and huge levels of need, which World Renew and many other organizations are seeking to address.
It's all about partnerships. If you want to help, we'll connect you at our website. Prayer is urgently needed, not only for safety, but also for wisdom and opportunity.
As Christian NGOs, this is an opportunity for us to work together and coordinate our efforts to reach as many people as possible in the name of Christ.
Next, a persecuted community in Colombia is finally finding rest. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the pious people are coming to Christ in droves. But embracing the gospel leads to severe persecution. Many have been tortured and driven from their homes. With the help of Voice of the Martyrs, they purchase land and are building a new village. Read the full story at our website. Pray peace and protection for this community of persecuted believers. This is Mission Network News. An international human rights group is calling attention to Burma. The report indicates President Thein Sein promised in July to release all of Burma's political prisoners by December 31st. At least 40 are still behind bars. Steve Gumer of Partners Relief and Development says broken promises are par for the course.
You have to accept that the regime is lying, that the president is lying, that the changes are not actually happening. They are only promised changes that haven't happened.
He shares what's really happening in Burma at our website.
An awful lot of people are going to die while the diplomatic community tries this next experiment.
Partners is doing what they can to help. Will you come alongside them and fulfill God's call?
He says to give justice to the poor and the orphan, to uphold the rights of the oppressed and the destitute, to rescue the poor and the helpless, and to deliver them from the grasp of bad people.
In other news, God's progression in missions often means transition in leadership. Coming up in a few months, the Mission Society will be welcoming board member Max Wilkins as the new president.
We've engaged from the very beginning with cross-cultural witnesses who have been a part of what the Mission Society is doing, and it's just such an awesome thing to be able to have an opportunity to work with this fantastic staff and the cross-cultural witnesses around the world.
Wilkins is currently a pastor. He's been serving the Mission Society since 2010.
I love the mission of the Mission Society, which is to join Jesus in his mission of reaching especially the least reached peoples of the earth. And the Mission Society has demonstrated over 30 years an ability to do that.
Pray the Mission Society through this transition that they would continue to have a positive impact on the world with the gospel according to God's will. And need a reason to get back into running? February 1st is the 6th annual Frozen 5K for Haiti, a race that raises support for AMG International. The 5K is put on by Signal Mountain Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the funds are raised to share the gospel with youth in Haiti. Sign up can be found at our website. Now, if you're not a runner, there's a mile walk option. If you don't live nearby, you can pray for successful fundraising, good fellowship, and a big impact in Haiti. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to help you pray for Russia and Eurasia. When you support Russian Ministries' Olympic Bible Outreach, they'll send you the colorful 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. $10 provides 20 Gospels of John for those searching at the Olympics in Russia. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.